Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcasting series. I'm your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. As consumers look to take greater control of their health, no other product attribute has gained greater share than immune health. Here with us today to talk about the proliferation of immune-boosting food and beverage products is Kirsty Kinnean Adams, Senior Scientist of Global Nutrition for Tate & Lyle. Thank you for joining us today, Kirsty.
Thank you for having me today, Jessica.
Wonderful. Well, COVID-19 has definitely placed a greater emphasis on immune health. Could you share with us what are some misconceptions that consumers might have when it comes to immune health?
There are definitely some very common misconceptions on immune health. I would say the first one, which is very common, is that the immune system can be, quote unquote, boosted. So you actually can't boost your immune system, and actually a hyperactive immune system can cause allergy-like symptoms or other illness-like responses. So you actually just want a healthy, normal immune system. Another myth is that being cold will make you more likely to catch a cold or another virus. And this is definitely a correlation issue and not causation. Colder temperatures bring people inside. So there's more people in a smaller area, less airflow than what would be outside. And this is what causes infections to spread. And so this, again, goes back to what we're hearing with from COVID with stay outside, social distance, less number of people inside. So that's really where that comes from. Another myth about immune health is the feed a fever, starve a cold, or is it feed a cold, starve a fever? There's actually not strong science for either. You really should eat and keep your caloric intake during that time of a fever or a cold. Unfortunately, you might not always have much of an appetite. So in that case, you just want to stay well hydrated, get some calories in with a favorite beverage. That's where, you know, the classic chicken soup comes in. So that's another myth. And then another misconception about immune health is that if vitamins and minerals are good, then let's take lots of them. And that's not necessarily true either. More is not always better. So if you have a deficiency, supplements can help. If you have a well-balanced diet, they might not even help that much. And especially in the case of some of the water-soluble vitamins, you're just going to urinate them out and make expensive pee.
Yeah, I've definitely heard so many of those myths you've talked about. So it's great to clear up some of that stuff for sure. But, you know, for the when it comes to things that can boost, you know, your health, so to speak, what ingredients would you say support a healthy immune system that could be included in beverage applications?
So there's some great vitamins and minerals that can be added to beverages that have a wealth of scientific evidence for their support of immune health. Vitamin C gets a lot of credit in this case. It does support the immune system by simulating antibodies. Vitamin C can be found in a lot of citrus beverages or foods fortified with vitamin C. But it's water soluble, so your body's only going to take in so much. Other vitamins that are really good are vitamin A. It helps regulate the immune system and protect against infections. It helps keeping your skin and your tissues intact, the tissues of your mouth, your stomach, your intestines, your respiratory tract. It helps with, you know, the regeneration of new cells. So vitamin A is really important. And in that case, you'll want to look for foods labeled vitamin A fortified. There's a lot of great dairy beverages that are going to have vitamin A. Then vitamin E is another great antioxidant, which can support immune function. And again, you can look for fortified products in that case. And zinc is another, is a mineral which can be added that helps the immune system work properly, helps wounds heal. And some of the seeds and nuts are actually sources of zinc, as well as traditional dairy milks. So you'll want to look for that on the nutrition facts panel. And then vitamin D often doesn't get enough credit. Now, vitamin D is a vitamin, but it also acts like a hormone in our body. And the vitamin D receptor is actually on a lot of immune cells in our body, antigen-presenting cells, T cells, B cells, the monocytes. There's a variety of vitamin D receptors and interaction between vitamin D in our immune system. And there's a lot of dietary sources of vitamin D. You know, we typically think of fatty fishes like salmon. We also can get it from production from UVB light, but dairy is going to be a wonderful source. So all those dairy beverages are going to, again, be a great source of vitamin D. Those are the classic vitamins and minerals, which are known for immune function. But there's a lot of ingredients which formulators can add to their beverages, which are getting even more attention and awareness of, such as probiotics and prebiotics. And in this case, dairy again is going to be an example of a great source of both pre and probiotics. And we need to remember that these can be found in other products as well. And we can formulate and add live active cultures, add fiber sources to many other products. And so the International Scientific Association for Probiotics and Prebiotics has some great information on their website. And probiotics can really help with immunoregulatory effects, and understand how both the systemic and the mucosal immune system cells work together. And overall, there is data that probiotics are better than placebo in reducing upper respiratory tract infection duration, but there really needs to be more research on the exact strains that might be beneficial, the exact dose, when to take that probiotic. On the other hand, then there's prebiotics. And so these are compounds that have a beneficial effect on the host, which would be us humans, and are utilized by specific microbiota living in our colon, for example. They help with the immune system as they maintain the gut barrier. They help with digestive health. They keep our gut microbiota in check. And there's even new data coming out on how a prebiotic fiber can impact lung microbiota and other, you know, there's the gut-brain axis, but now we're learning about the gut-lung axis. So there's definitely a wealth of areas in research which can occur in the pro and prebiotic space.
Fascinating. Well, and I know that today's formulations also address what consumers don't want in beverages. So what ingredients are you noticing that formulators are avoiding with immune health products?
So there's some myths again here with immune health. There's the myth that sugar, quote unquote sugar, because really there's a lot of different types of sugar, but that sugar might impact immune health. And actually there's not a lot of solid data on that. Really it might be more excessive calorie, obesity, lack of exercise. And so there's some correlation here. But in general, I think formulators are trying to utilize less sugar and use low and no caloric sweeteners instead. And those can be monk fruit, stevias, allulose, a variety of different erythritol, maltitol, a variety of different sweeteners in that situation. The other ingredient that formulators might be avoiding in immune health products is alcohol. So, you know, excessive alcohol intake can impact the immune system. And so we're not seeing a lot of co-branded alcohol immune health benefits. That's one category we won't see beverages with immune health.
Yes, I can definitely see that not being high on the list for sure. So what is your prognostication on immune health products after treatments and vaccines have been made available to combat COVID-19?
So So the immune health trend is definitely peaked due to COVID-19. But we also need to remember that that was COVID-19, and there might be a COVID-21 or 22. And so there's always going to be something our immune system needs to protect us from. And so it could be the common cold or flu. And as these viruses mutate, there's going to always be an interest in the immune system. So in that regard, it might slow down, but the immune system is always going to be important to maintain its functionality. But while that trend might go down, there's definitely going to be another trend to take its place, and that's gut and digestive health. So gut and digestive health are certainly going to be of great interest to consumers. It was already quite high before immunity trend took first place due to COVID-19, but definitely gut and digestive health are going to be crucial. Every consumer has had gut and digestive health issues at some point. And as we do more pro and prebiotic research, we're going to understand a lot more on how these compounds affect our overall health for our entire body. So I would really suggest to formulators who are interested in making beverages that are on trend to not think that as soon as COVID's gone, the immune health is gonna go away. It's going to slow, but really the gut health is gonna stay, and pro and prebiotics are great ingredients to add to increase that benefit offered to consumers. And in fact, ISAP just came out with a wonderful paper in August of 2020 on symbiotic definition and how combining a pro and prebiotic has benefits. And so we're going to learn more about how these compounds interact with each other as well.
Well, fascinating. Thank you so much, Kirstie, for sharing your insights on immune health ingredients and the food and beverage markets.
Thank you for your time today, Jessica.
And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Magazine's Sip and Learn podcast.